becoming aware of how we are in relationship to experience is, it's kind of, it's an important aspect of knowing what's happening in our minds, because that place of relationship is where suffering is created or released. And so being able to see or know, recognize that relationship helps our mind to grow in understanding. Relationship of wanting something to happen, of not wanting something to happen. There's tension in that, there's dukkha in that. There's, we could say, four basic categories of different kinds of relationships that might be happening at any moment. There's the relationship of wanting something to happen, a kind of flavor of greed. The desire, the leaning towards, and that relationship, there can be many, a range of experiences in that. Could be the very subtle, just leaning into, to full-blown greed. There's the relationship of aversion, of pushing away, of not liking. And again, that can have a range from subtle, just a little bit of, would rather that not be happening, kind of just a little bit of not liking, maybe a subtle irritation, to full-blown rage, hatred. So greed, aversion, two flavors. And then delusion, also a flavor of relationship. And this one, we'll speak more about this in coming days. And delusion can express itself or operate by kind of having us be disconnected from experience, but more insidiously, delusion operates through views, beliefs, agendas. We may be aware of what's happening and have a hidden view, a sense of a hidden view or belief that is just not even known or recognized or seen. It's just taken to be true, taken to be the way things are. And so it's not, one of my teachers, Saito Utejaniya, says delusion doesn't obscure the object necessarily. It obscures the nature of the object. And so we can be aware of experience through this, through a perspective. It doesn't have to be greed or aversion, although greed and aversion contain beliefs. They contain delusion. The delusion embedded in greed, for instance, is, I need this in order to be happy. Delusions can operate independent of greed and aversion. It can just be simply the belief, this is not the way meditation is supposed to be. That could lead to an aversion if the meditation isn't coming in the way that we want it to happen. But the view there may not have a flavor of greed or aversion. It's like we don't think of that as being a greed or aversive thing. That's just the truth. And so the delusion flavor, you know, that flavor is important to begin to open to, you know, and a way in to checking in if it doesn't particularly feel like, if there's a struggle, for instance, in the meditation that doesn't particularly feel like you notice a leaning towards or a pushing away, it might be useful to just check in. So, well, what's being believed right now? What's being believed right now? These three relationships tend to be the three that create struggle in our practice. And as I said in the earlier portion, the guided portion of the practice, if there is a struggle happening, if you feel like there's some kind of conflict or tension or just a feeling of offness in the meditation, one of these three is operating in some form or other. And so it can be useful to kind of check in. Well, what is the relationship? What is the relationship to the experience? It's kind of like we're checking into the container. What's the container of the meditation? These relationships to experience, sometimes they can be when we kind of open to, well, what is going on? You know, what else is going on? It doesn't have to be done in language like that. Sometimes it can be more of a sense of just broadening the mind or stepping back and kind of checking in. What is the container? How is the mind with the experience? To me, it often has that kind of feeling of stepping back, of it's almost like relaxing and seeing, okay, what else is here? What else is happening? These relationships can have a diffuse quality. I talked about that last night. Certain kinds of experiences, diffuse, not really precise. Sometimes the relationships are very clear and very precise. You know, it's like we're observing a pain in the knee, for instance, or some physical unpleasantness, and there's a clear sense of, yeah, I don't like this. You know, so sometimes those attitudes can be more clear, more sense of, yeah, it doesn't feel so diffuse. It's like, yes, this thing and that attitude, I don't like that. But often the attitudes are more kind of just the flavor of the mind. They've got that diffuse quality. And so the kind of the clarity of the independence that Gil spoke of, that when the awareness is independent of the experience, when the attitude is operating, the attitude is not independent of the awareness. It's kind of embedded or infused because there's not the clarity that the awareness is independent from that attitude. And so the kind of checking in is like, what's the flavor of the mind? The fourth relationship is basically it's the relationship of trust and allowing. It's a relationship that is okay with whatever is happening, has no push-pull around what is happening, is just okay with what is happening. It can have that flavor of okayness, might have the flavor of allowing or trust. It says, in the realm of equanimity, and yet the experience, sometimes it's interesting at times. I suggested checking in for the relationship at times if it feels like there's a struggle. But it can also be interesting at times to check in what the relationship is when it feels like the practice is going well, when it feels like the mind is okay, balanced with what's happening. Now, at times that, if in checking in those times, that can also reveal a very subtle, like, oh yeah, I'm doing it right, or oh yeah, this is good, or a little bit of leaning in, trying to make this experience continue. So sometimes, you know, another time occasionally that's useful to check in is if it feels like the practice is going really well, it might reveal a very subtle kind of leaning towards the experience, a little subtle greed about the experience. But also, it's really useful at times to check in because it can reveal the qualities, the wholesome qualities of mind that support the practice, the qualities of interest and curiosity, of allowing, of trust. The Brahmaviharas can be experienced in that place where the mind is holding okay with what's here. And so the container in this case is the container with the wholesome qualities. Mindfulness of, awareness of, having those wholesome qualities become consciously recognized, we clearly comprehend those wholesome qualities, that is a condition for them to become stronger. Mindfulness of the wholesome qualities inclines the mind towards those wholesome qualities. And so it's useful at times to kind of, when the mind is balance, take in, what is this experience of a balanced mind like? And again, as with the other kinds of attitudes, there's a wide range of what might be experienced there. And just be open and available to know. It can have the flavor of compassion or love or joy. It can have the flavor of just balance and okayness, calm, tranquility. It can have the flavor of curiosity,